Panthers Radio with Zynomics and head coach Richard Chernomaz joins us. He's got a smile on his face, folks. His team's just won by 5 goals, not once, but twice on the weekend.
Well, it was nice to see that we were able to explode offensively. I mean, we knew we had it in us, and I think the difference was, this weekend. I mean, we played against two teams, one that's really skilled, and I really attribute a lot of our defensive work and how we battled defensively that created opportunity, especially off the rush for us, which we had some great combination goals in Guildford last night and tonight. You know, the difference in the game was, the specialty teams. We had 3 shorthanded goals and 3 power play goals. And, we felt it was necessary to give Mike Garnett a rest and put the new guy in. And he played a tremendous game. He was very cool and calm and collective. Guys played hard in front of him when they needed to, especially early in the game. And, you can really be... content, with the 4 points and with the way we played. But, this is a big month for us, and we just really need to keep going and continue to play the same way.
15 goals in 2 matches, that obviously bodes well. You've got the cup games coming up against Manchester and a shed load of league games coming up as well. You mentioned the debut of the new goalie, Munson. Also a decent weekend for a debut weekend for Richard.
Yeah, he picked up 3 assists in the first game. You know, he hadn't skated all week, and he had 1 practice with us and played Saturday. And you can see he was a little bit hit the wall a little bit in the second game tonight. But he has a very high, and a very good hockey IQ, and I think he'll be a really good addition for us, especially with all the games coming up this month.
I'm not trying to lead you by the nose into praising a particular player, but do you think we should beat Ollie Bettridge up every Friday now and get him a few stitches in face wounds? Because he didn't have a bad weekend either.
Well, I think, more so than anything, Ollie being the age that he is, and, he puts in the time, he puts in the effort. You can always count on him to compete. You always can count on him to listen. And, the listening part, I think, is the biggest... ingredient that your team can have, especially when it comes to doing things tactically in the right way. And with a young guy like Ollie scoring the 2 goals last night, just boosts his confidence level so much, and you can just see it. He made a great play on froze the goalie on the 2-on-1 pass that he made to Biggs, and and that's part of the reason why we scored 15 goals this weekend, because we had contributions from all 4 lines and from some of our defensemen this weekend.
Sometimes that northeast humor the GM has slips over the coach's head. Have you noticed that, Dan, in the background? Yeah, I was only joking. I didn't mean we really had to beat Ollie up every Friday. The kid had 17 stitches on Friday and then turned in a 5-6 point weekend, whatever. Okay, the boys are in Manchester. Then as road games, and our next home game is a week on Tuesday against Manchester in the second leg, the deciding leg of the cup. And prices have been slashed for that one. Get yours as soon as possible.